Islamabad. The number of fatalities in a suicide bombing inside a mosque in Peshawar's police lines has gone up to 90, with over 100 people wounded, Jio News reported citing Radio Pakistan. On January 30 at around 1 PM, the explosion took place in the central hall of the mosque after a suicide bomber blew himself up. A rescue operation is being carried out to pull out bodies from the debris of the mosque, citing an official reported Jio News. The official further said that a search operation is being conducted. As per the official, about 17 bodies have been brought out of the rubble and one injured person. According to security officials, the suicide attacker was present in the front row during the prayers when he blew himself up. The outlawed Tehreek-e-Taliban Pakistan, TTP, has claimed responsibility for the attack. While speaking to Jio News, Capital City Police Officer, CCPO, Peshawar Mohammad Ejaz Khan said that the explosion appears to be a suicide attack and the head of the suspected bomber has also been found at the site. It is possible that the attacker was already present in the police lines before the blast and that he may have used an official vehicle to enter, said Mohammad Ejaz Khan, quoted Jio News. About 1,500 to 2,000 police officers visit the police lines daily, he added. Khyber Pakhtunkhwa caretaker Chief Minister Muhammad Azam Khan announced a day of mourning in the province on January 31 after the attack, according to a Jio News report. He said that the national flag will be at half-mast in the province. Muhammad Azam Khan assured the aggrieved families that the provincial government will not leave them alone in the aftermath of the tragedy. Pakistan Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif reached Peshawar where he was informed of all aspects of the bombing. Sharif visited the injured in the Lady Reading Hospital in Peshawar, as per the Jio News report. Khyber Pakhtunkhwa Inspector General of Police Mozam Jah Ansari said that investigations are underway about how the attack took place and how the terrorist entered the vicinity. Just returned from Peshawar. The sheer scale of the human tragedy is unimaginable. This is no less than an attack on Pakistan. The nation is overwhelmed by a deep sense of grief. I have no doubt terrorism is our foremost national security challenge. Shehbaz Sharif, at CN Shehbaz, January 30, 2023. After returning from Peshawar, Pakistan PM Shehbaz Sharif tweeted, "Just returned from Peshawar. The sheer scale of the human tragedy is unimaginable. This is no less than an attack on Pakistan. The nation is overwhelmed by a deep sense of grief. I have no doubt terrorism is our foremost national security challenge." In another tweet, he stated, "While the pain of the grieving families cannot be described in words, I express my heartfelt condolences and most sincere sympathies. My message to the perpetrators of today's despicable incident is that you can't underestimate the resolve of our people. While the pain of the grieving families cannot be described in words, I express my heartfelt condolences and most sincere sympathies. My message to the perpetrators of today's despicable incident is that you can't underestimate the resolve of our people." https://t.co/educ6sbp3m. Shehbaz Sharif, at CN Shehbaz, January 30, 2023. Earlier, an eyewitness said there were at least 120 people at the mosque when the explosion took place. He said that the injured mostly included police personnel. According to Jio News, the eyewitness further said, it was a suicide blast because the bomber was inside the mosque's inner courtyard. With inputs from NI.